Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
You can also tune in here to get the detail in relation to where we're going with the MOT. Let me speak to Peter McReynolds from the Alliance Party. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Peter, there is a move now, which is of no benefit to me because my car is 2016. Just remind us of what steps they've taken to ensure that they ease up the backlog for the current MOT.
Well, yesterday the Minister announced, on the back of significant pressure from the whole of the Northern Ireland Assembly, but also the Infrastructure Committee specifically, that he was going to introduce temporary exemption certificates, again, as a measure to try to reduce the backlog somewhat. It's a measure that was tried during COVID, whereby people were struggling to get access to MOTs due to the pandemic and lockdown. And this measure has been introduced to reduce about 10% of cars from the current backlog list, which is about, the backlog list is about a million cars, 1.15 million. So that 10% are going to be removed and exempt for another year. And drivers that are eligible will be receiving notification from the DBA in May at some point to let them know that their MOT has been extended for another year.
Now, everyone's going through it at present. Everyone is trying to get an MOT. I've been trying for about, say, 6 weeks now to try and get an MOT, which was due today. And I finally managed to get one at the end of July. Which is really of no benefit to me because the car won't be taxed at the end of July. So for people like myself and everyone else who's online almost constantly trying to get cancellations and so on and so forth, will this free it up that we will be able to get our cars MOT'd before we have to tax them?
Yeah, well, certainly there's a measure in place already for people like yourself, Frank, who are getting closer and closer to not having a car that is taxed, and you can request an urgent MOT appointment. And that has been working successfully for people that don't have really any wriggle room at all. So you can contact the DBA, let them know that your car will no longer be able to be taxed, and they will try to get access to an urgent appointment within a couple of days.
But just for someone like myself, my car, I'm not going to be able to avail of that because the tax is linked to the 1st of July. So they'll tell me, no, that's not an emergency. So therefore, I can only get my car MOT'd at the end of July, but it's due for MOT today. I don't want to personalise this, but I'm speaking on behalf of thousands of people who are spending time and time and time we haven't got online trying to make progress. Like, it is a pathetic situation. It's a pathetic system. It is a broken service, and it reflects on those who are running it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of factors that have helped create this backlog, Frank. So firstly, people are keeping their cars for longer than ever before. Car technology is improving to a point that cars are safer than ever before. But also as well, we all know that in Northern Ireland, we have a higher car dependency than other parts of the world. You know, we'll know this from our congestion figures regularly being reported in the media. So this has all created a kind of perfect storm in that there's a huge amount of people looking at access to MOT appointments and more and more cars are looking at access to those MOT appointments as well. So the temporary exemption certificate announcement yesterday by the Minister, unfortunately, Frank, isn't going to be a benefit to you. It's not going to be a benefit to my mother, with whom I've had regular conversations about this. But I would suggest that you can contact the DBA before your car will no longer be taxed to let them know if you're not able to get access to an appointment. let them know, and you may be able to, because as I say, those urgent appointments are there for people in your circumstances, because it's against the law to be driving a car that isn't taxed, and they want to make sure that that scenario does not happen for anybody. Certainly keep the DBA in awareness of this.
Yeah, again, it's chasing after a system which should be much easier to work. It should be easy. I've been covering this on the radio for 5 years now, the failings of the MOT system. And you go to the actual MOT centre, and I can't believe how hard those guys are working. I'm sure there's some girls on the floor as well. Non-stop putting motors through. But the system, it just isn't fit for, it isn't fit for purpose. And, I know you've come up with the excuses, and I know you've explained it to us, but we've been listening to excuses about the MOT in Northern Ireland forever and ever and a day. Is it, you know, is there not another option? Can we not do it privately? Can we not do follow the English option?
Well, you make a fair point there, Frank, in terms of the approach taken by the DBA and the hard work that they do. Over the last 2 years in Northern Ireland, 1.15 million MOTs have been carried out each year. That's a huge amount to have been processed within that time. We've hired more examiners than ever before. We're using overtime. We're testing on Sundays. It's a 7-day-a-week service just to try to get that backlog down. Our staff are working incredibly hard to achieve that. In terms of the system, and I think we've spoken about this before, I think unfortunately the stop-start politics that we have in Northern Ireland hasn't helped things over the last 5 year period that you're talking about there. Within that, we've had collapse of the Assembly with no ministerial direction in the Department of Infrastructure. We've had COVID as well. So a lot of those decisions that could and should have been made haven't been able to have been done so because we haven't had that political direction. And that's why I think it's so important that the minister that is now in post, the committee that's now in post in the Assembly through the Infrastructure Committee, is able to work together to make sure that decisions are made promptly, they're made correctly, they're made democratically, and they're made with the people of Northern Ireland in mind and getting access to MOTs as quickly as possible, because we can now make those key decisions that need to be made to make sure that people are able to get access to an MOT as quickly as possible.
Well, let's hope that this move does help. The certificates will apply to private cars first registered between the 1st of June 2019 and the 31st of May 2020, or between the 1st of June 2017 and the 31st of May 2018, which have a valid MOT certificate issued by the DVA. You will get out of the woods. Peter, thank you very much for coming on the programme. The Alliance Party's infrastructure spokesperson, Peter McReynolds, just ahead of the news at 10 o'clock. And if you've just joined us, you're more than welcome. 02890-333-105. I can see I'm not alone in relation to the frustration of the MOT. We could fill the rest of this programme reading out texts about how much time people are losing being online, chasing after those cancellations. Right, good morning to you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.